It's time for the Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mount and Ohm Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive, Highway 62 East here in Mount and Ohm. A program highlighting upcoming events and interesting people and organizations in the Twin Lakes area. And now here's your host, Kim Saichi.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. Glad you could join us on this Wednesday, April 10th. In the studio today is Elaine Essery. And Elaine Essery is with Hospice of the Ozarks, Hospice House, Hospice of the Ozarks. And the first thing you need to know about Hospice is they have wonderful staff. Elaine is proof. Second thing you need to know is if you do not have the means to pay to get hospice care, they will take care of that. And this is the only nonprofit, correct?
Correct.
Only nonprofit hospice house in the area. You serve a many different county area.
Yeah, Baxter and Marion counties.
Oh, is that all? Mm-hmm. Okay, just the two. Mm-hmm. But still, I don't know many families that haven't been touched by something hospice has done for them, whether that was grief counseling afterwards or helping take care of someone who was in their palliative care state where they knew that they were very ill, that hospice reached out and helped them, whether it was in their home or even in hospice house itself, which if you haven't been there, that's another thing you need to do. Go by and take a tour because it is an amazing place. But you guys are getting a new building.
We are getting a new building. So we are currently a couple blocks away from the hospice house, and we are building our new administrative building right on the grounds. So we will be in basically in front of the hospice house. So mm-hmm. we'll be able to walk out our back door and just go across the parking lot and be right there at the hospice house. So that's really going to be a blessing.
That will be a lot easier for you guys because it, you what, kind of across the street and down right now?
Yes, yeah. We are down the hill. We're behind the hospital. And we actually, we just have one floor of a two-floor building. And there's quite a few of us. So we're kind of cramped in there. So this could not happen at a better time. And also, this is going to give us the ability to serve the community better. We'll be able to hold our grief support groups there, community education, just a gamut of things we will be able to do. For example, we send out our medical equipment to be cleaned and stored. We'll be able to do that on site now. We won't have to utilize other storage facilities in the area. It's all going to be encompassed in this one building.
Boy, that's going to make it a lot easier for you guys.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to be fantastic.
It is. How many volunteers do you have, Elaine?
We have 80-plus volunteers, and it's funny you should ask because this is National Volunteer Week.
Yes, it is.
And we just love our volunteers. We couldn't do what we do without them.
They do a little bit of everything over there, don't they?
Oh, my goodness. Everything from our veterans program to our pet peace of mind to office and our hospitality programs. We utilize them in so many different areas of hospice, and they are the most compassionate, generous people. I have found that about Mountain Home. This community is just overwhelmingly generous.
But, it is.
I'm a little prejudiced, but we have the best volunteers. And like I said, we couldn't do what we do without them.
But when you say 80 volunteers, and you're always looking for more.
Always.
Always put that out there. But if you think about it, 80 volunteers. So what does that tell you out there, folks that are listening? It tells you that they do a lot of work because if you've got 80 volunteers that you're keeping busy, that means Hospice House is doing a lot of good work in this community. Also, you need money to remain a nonprofit.
That is correct.
which means you need some contributions and donations because this is not government funded. A lot of people think it is. And we do get a little help from grants and things like that. But you do have these fundraisers that are incredibly important. And you've got the big annual fundraiser coming up June 8th, correct?
We do. Yeah, you know, when you talk about being funded, we get actually just like a daily stipend from Medicare and public aid. So we really do rely on the generosity of the community to help us with donations. But we are 40 years old this year.
Wow.
So this is an exciting year. And just so happens that we're moving into the new building and whatnot. But we are having our annual fundraiser on June 8th. It's called A Night to Remember, celebrating 40 years. And it is going to be at the Shed. We have the Melodica Cats for entertainment.
Oh, how fun.
I know. They're great. And then we have Raps Baron Brewery doing the beer, which is, they did it for us last year. It was outstanding. Big hit. We have Whispering Woods Catering, which is just, oh my gosh, their food's amazing.
It is.
Yes. And then we're going to have some other fun things, like we're going to have an actual photo booth this year. We're going to do silent and live auctions. And so what I wanted to just put out to the community is that if you're interested in being a sponsor or just making a donation in general, you can contact us at the Hospice House, and you can call 870-508-1771. Or you can go online to hospiceoftheozarks.org. You can be a sponsor or donor. The form is on there, but we are also starting to sell tickets for the events. So you can buy them online, or you can even call into our office, and you can still, they can do that online for you with, you know, with a credit card. So there's two ways to buy, well, actually three ways. I will come and deliver tickets if you so need them. but really online in our office. And, you know, if anybody, you know, feels like, well, I can't make a donation, but I have this great auction item. Oh, that would be so fantastic, because, again, that's where we make the majority of our money, is the auctions.
Yeah, and you usually get some incredible items.
We do.
So if anybody does have something that's lying around that they know is kind of a neat item, and you would like to see it go to a good cause, I can't think of one that's better than Hospice of the Ozarks. So many families, like I said, have been touched by your wonderful work. And 40 years, that says a lot. It means that we need this in our community, so we need to keep funding it.
Right.
And A Night to Remember, as you know, I'm going to be busy that weekend, but we'll see if we can come up with maybe a little something-something for that auction.
That would be awesome.
I'm getting rid of some antiques, so I'm thinking maybe that would be a good way to get rid of it.
Why not?
So I challenge everybody out there to start looking. Start looking for something that you think you could donate, whether it be an interesting piece of jewelry or an antique or just a sports memorabilia, anything like that.
Oh, gosh,
goes
anything.
Really well.
And, you know, you'd be surprised, like businesses, you know, they can, you know, we've had everything donated from jewelry to wood carvings to, really fancy, you know, toothbrush that does great things for your mouth. So,
yeah, exactly.
You know,
it could be anything.
You know, a treasure is something to everyone. So, but if you are, you know, in a giving mood and would like to help our not-for-profit, we would greatly appreciate it.
And I appreciate everything you do for the community, and I know everybody else out there does as well. One more time, tell everybody where you're located, how they can make a donation, and how they can buy tickets.
Okay. So it's Hospice of the Ozarks, and we are actually located at 701 Burnett Drive. You can call us at 870-508-1771. You can buy tickets on our website, which is hospiceoftheozarks.org. Or call the office, and we would be happy to accommodate you with any information you need about the event, or if you'd like to donate or buy tickets.
Well, you've become quite a fixture in the Mountain Home neighborhood now. How long have you been here?
I have been here about a year and a half. I've lived here.
And you love it here, don't
I
you?
I love it here.
The people are amazing.
You know what? It's so different going from Chicago. I lived in the city and coming here. And I feel very embraced here. There's wonderful people here. It's a gorgeous area. I still drive around. I'm like, cows.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't see that at home.
Look, people still hang their clothes outside.
I know.
Yeah.
And everyone waves.
Yep.
It's so funny. And I just love that. It's you know, again, it's that goes to that old saying here. It's a small town with kind of like a big town feel, because what we have to offer here, the hospital, our hospice, there are so many wonderful businesses here.
The local businesses really make us.
Oh, my gosh. They do. And people don't realize how lucky they are to live in in Mountain Home or the Mountain Home area.
As you get older, I think you start to appreciate it.
I think so,
I mean,
too.
Even my kids have moved back. So there you go. That'll tell you. It's a wonderful place to raise kids. It's a great place to live. And it's a great place because of all the volunteers and the wonderful, wonderful folks we have here.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. And I couldn't work for, a better place. I walk into work every day and I love my job. And I think a big part of that is, you know, our core mission, and it is, you know, every day it's promoted, and we work in an atmosphere where I work with people, that's their calling.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And it is just a wonderful place to work, very genuine, and always, you know, everyone comes from a servant's heart. So.
Yes. Yeah, we talk about that a lot on this show, the servant's heart, and how we're supposed to keep doing that work as we go. And you're definitely doing that work. Elaine Estrey, thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, you're welcome.
Come back and see us again, won't you?
I will.
All right.
Okay, thank you, Kim.
You're welcome. That'll wrap it up for Talk of the Town. Be good to each other out there, and I'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to the Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Learn how she can help you reach your financial goals. Stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.